on. Thank you. Hello, I'm Tim Hayward, and I'm going for the big one. I'm going for Elizabeth David.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Come up from the back. More of you here. If the rest of you could just move around a lot, so it looks like there's more of you, that would help. Okay. A couple of nights ago, I watched Rick Stein's latest show. It's a kind of agreeable ramble around his favourite holiday spots and funded by the BBC. I love Rick Stein, don't get me wrong. He's a lovely bloke. He's done some fantastic things for English food. That's terrific. But like many of his generation, his head and his entire culinary being is firmly stuck in the Mediterranean. Now, about halfway through, he did this incredibly intense piece to camera, like he often does. And he was talking about the marvellous produce of Puglia and how they just pull it out of the ground and cook it in this marvellously simple way, and it's also so wonderful and so expressive. What was he talking about? He was talking about peas. You cannot tell me that there's something magical about Puglia where their peas are better than the ones that come from East Anglia. Just doesn't happen. Now, I blame one person for this wide-eyed romantic twaddle, and that is Elizabeth David. We had a fantastic food culture in this country, went back unbroken for absolutely centuries. We had fantastic produce. The Elizabethans had stuff that was inspired by ingredients coming from all over the place, but equally, it was particularly specific to our own ingredients. We had the world's most important trading nation, so we had all kinds of great stuff coming in. The Crusaders were bringing back spices. We had some amazing stuff. Later, an expanding empire gave us leverage into all kinds of different areas. Basically, we had a food culture that was the envy of the world. Then we have a couple of wars. Bit of a depression, bit of austerity, and along comes Elizabeth David. Now, does she administer first aid to our dying, war-wounded food culture? Does she? Hell, she puts the boot in. Within months of publishing her first book, Elizabeth David was a middle-class cult. This is a posh bird who went on a bonk fest around the Mediterranean with a bit of rough, ladies and gentlemen, and came back and completely screwed British food culture. In the post-austerity years when we should have been trying to recover an honest relationship with our own food, Elizabeth David distracted the entire middle class to their lovely little conversions in Tuscany, and they're simply adorable gîtes in Provence. And they came back every school holiday, the Volvo packed with stinky cheese and regional plonk, dreadful generic ghastliness. And we felt very smug and sophisticated because everybody else obviously was eating Finder's crispy pancakes and going to Boots to buy olive oil that they could put in little bottles in their ears. I don't understand that bit either, but it's in all the food books. Oh yes, you could only buy olive oil in Boots. Rubbish! We've been drinking olive oil in this country by the gallon since the Elizabethans. But no, apparently you could only get it in Boots. A few people did try to champion Englishness. We had Dorothy Hartley, who did a good job. We had the young Jane Grigson. In fact, in later years, even Elizabeth David came round to this. And she wrote actually a really quite good book about English bread making. Really very enjoyable, she knew her stuff. But by that point, of course, it was absolutely too late. The middle class had lost themselves in this hopeless pursuit of an utterly irrelevant culinary condition. Too many bits of paper. Perhaps it's the weather. The English have always been obsessed with it. But to live our lives dissatisfied because our food isn't like a place that's kind of halfway between here and the Mediterranean is surely a recipe for total dissatisfaction. If we looked to Northern or Eastern Europe for inspiration, we'd have a better chance. But we don't really need to look anywhere. The thing is, if you actually travel around the Med much, you start to realize that though each town or region may have their amazing local specialities, there's no coherent Mediterranean marvelousness. The repertoire of each individual area is tiny and it's protected by a kind of obsessive xenophobia that can see you lynched for asking for a wrong kind of pasta that comes from the next village and not like the stuff that mum has been making since the Quattrocento. But I'm not that generation. I live in Britain, I cook with what I find here, and I'm every bit as partisan as a cook from Provence or Liguria. Now, I'll pop down to the Mediterranean for a fortnight this summer, I might even have some half-decent food. But I'll never wear espadrilles. I won't wear one of those straw hats. And those blue denim French dustman's jackets that they all wear, they look stupid on French dustmen. They look ridiculous on me. I like a nice holiday as much as anyone, even Elizabeth David. But when I get home, the food culture that's of that part of the world is as relevant to me as a Peruvian hill tribe or a Ukrainian shepherd. When our parents' generation came back after the years of austerity, they forgot their own food culture, and I blame Elizabeth David and the Mediterranean for distracting them. Our food renaissance is not about having great Italian olive oil available in every corner shop. It's about reconnecting with our own culinary roots. It's about repairing the links that were destroyed by 10 years of war, 15 years of rationing and austerity, and nearly half a decade of middle-class obsession with the Mediterranean and Elizabeth David. Thank you. Yeah.